Bruce Springsteen doubles down on anti-Trump, anti-ICE campaign. Doesn't care about losing fans, blowback is part of it. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 26, 2026. Left-wing rocker Bruce Springsteen doubled down on his anti-Trump and anti-ICE stance in a Wednesday interview, declaring that he is not afraid of losing a portion of his fans. The blowback is just part of it, he said. I'm ready for all that. You want to try to meet the moment, Springsteen told the Minnesota Star Tribune after being asked why he decided to participate in an anti-Trump No Kings rally in the Twin Cities this weekend. The No Kings movement is of great import right now, he continued. When you have the opportunity to sing something where the timing is essential and if you have something powerful to sing, it elevates the moment, it elevates your job to another level. And I'm always in search of that. Notably, Springsteen's Saturday performance in St. Paul, Minnesota, will kick off his Land of Hope and Dreams American Tour, set to begin on Tuesday in Minneapolis. The tour also comes after the release of his 2026 protest song, Streets of Minneapolis, which he wrote after the fatal shootings of ICE agitators Renee Good and Alex Pretty. That just came about through witnessing, on television, what was going on in Minneapolis. You don't always write something about it that's particularly topical. But that night the lyrics came, the 76-year-old told the newspaper of how he ended up writing the song after seeing the shootings on television. Springsteen said he and his band recorded it a day later and released it a day after that. It was just one of those things that I was so outraged at what was occurring. It just came spilling out, the Dancing in the Dark singer said. Springsteen went on to stand by his unabashed political song, despite facing backlash, telling the Minnesota Star Tribune, I don't worry about it. My job is very simple, I do what I want to do. I say what I want to say and then people get to say what they want to say about it. The Born in the USA singer doubled down on his remarks, adding that he is not worried about his outspoken political stances potentially making him lose a part of his audience. The blowback is just part of it, Springsteen said. I'm ready for all that. The left-wing rocker went on to say, being in Minneapolis in January goes way up to the top of the list as far as meaningful shows I've played, before touting the E Street Band as a group built for hard times. Springsteen, who has been openly disparaging the Trump administration and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents, also emphasize the so-called critical moment he claims the United States is currently facing. I don't know of another time when the country has been as critically challenged and our basic ideas and values as critically challenged as they are right now, the Born to Run singer said. I'd have to go back to 1968 when I was 18 years old to another moment when it felt like the country was so on edge and like it felt there was simply so much at stake as far as who we are and the country we want to be and the people we want to be. It's a critical, critical moment, he added. On Monday, Springsteen told the newspaper that his upcoming tour is going to be political and very topical about what's going on in the country. Minneapolis and St. Paul, that was the place I wanted to begin it, and I wanted to end it in Washington, he said. Last month, Springsteen pumped himself up as the savior of democracy and a leader in anti-Trumpism, declaring that he and his band will be on tour in defense of America, which he claims is under attack by our wannabe king and his rouge government. We are living through dark, disturbing, and dangerous times, Springsteen said at the time. But do not despair, the cavalry is coming. Fans, meanwhile, are becoming increasingly upset at the left-wing rocker over the absurdly sky-high ticket prices for his upcoming anti-Trump crusade concert tour. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.